You know what? This is everybody plays back-to-backs. This is our challenge here tonight. It's going to be maybe the toughest game mentally of the three to play, just because we're under it in fatigue, and they've got the advantage they have on us right now is focus, right? There's a lot of scrutiny here on this team, and they played a hell of a game against Colorado and lost, so this will be a tough one.
Back to last night for a minute. They came out with a push for the first 7 minutes. Clearly, what impact did the fight with Logan Stanley and Zach Cassian have in favor of you guys in terms of allowing the game to flow back and forth for both teams?
Well, they felt that the third line hadn't brought much, and Cassian's a physical player. He's a tough man. He can handle himself. And that was, I was, you know what, Paul, for me, it wasn't so much for the game. It was for the franchise. So we've got another now big man that will. It doesn't mean we don't want Logan running around finding fights, but he will, and he will against the heavyweights. So that just settles a whole lot of things down, right? You've got Brendan Dillon, we've got Adam Lauer, we've got some size on our team, but we got another big man on our blue line that's not going to let you push anybody around, and that changes how you're viewed, I believe. I still think it's an important part of the game. It's not something that happens nearly as often, but you want the other team to at least know that you can.
Is it important for you to roll four lines tonight if you can?
Got too early, right? So these guys take a lot of penalties and draw a lot of penalties, which is a bit of a concern coming in here because you don't want to have to run one unit. I've only used four killers for the most part tonight. I may have to go to five or six if we get into that kind of run. Power play's got to be short. We can't get anybody out there for a minute and a half. So I would prefer a five-on-five game, but I'll come out early and straight through the first period, try to get four lines going.
You mentioned finally about Vancouver kind of being the wounded dog here. So how do you prepare your team for that? And do you just ask them to play their own game tonight, no matter what comes at them?
Yeah, I do. I think one of the things, these guys play with a tremendous amount of emotion right now. I really thought they played hard, and they're covering a lot of ice. So I find them hyper-aggressive now. And that usually in these situations, they get focused, they come out angry, and they're going to be... So sometimes they're harder teams to read in terms of the play that you want to make. And if you keep slowing down to find the read, find the play, you're going to have a problem. So I'd like this to be as simple North game as we can possibly get until we can get a handle on the style that they're playing.